This is the Quality News Network. The Federal Reserve meets today. Many expect a cut in interest rates. The repercussions from a crash in the housing market and an ever-increasing credit crisis have been felt in the U.S. and around the world. In Baghdad, 21 people were killed and another 63 wounded today in a series of attacks throughout the nation's capital. A high-ranking Taliban chief was killed today in a U.S. airstrike in southern Afghanistan. Police say the commander was responsible for the abduction of 23 South Korean Christian missionaries in July. In remarks prepared for Congress today, National Intelligence Chief Mike McConnell says China and Russia are spying on the U.S. He says the nation needs laws legalizing domestic snooping to protect the country from those traditional enemies. A storm described by meteorologists as a super typhoon is headed toward Shanghai this morning. Tens of thousands are being evacuated. A Thai air traffic controller says the pilot of the airliner that crashed yesterday, killing most aboard, had been warned not to try to land when he did. The Indonesian pilot ignored warnings and crashed on the Phuket tarmac. 89 out of 130 aboard died. Many were tourists. 5 were American. After 2 weeks, the search for a millionaire adventurer, Steve Fawcett, has been scaled back, according to Nevada officials. Fawcett disappeared in his small plane without filing a flight plan. The governors of New York and California are spearheading a movement which includes 28 other state leaders protesting President Bush's plan to restrict federal health care for children. Last month, the White House issued a ruling designed to prohibit families from opting out of private health insurance in exchange for public coverage. President Bush's nomination for Attorney General is receiving praise from both political parties. The president announced his choice yesterday, retired New York Judge Michael Mukasey. The Senate must confirm Mukasey before he can replace scandal-ridden Alberto Gonzalez. In Rio de Janeiro, 52 Brazilian policemen have been charged with tipping off drug lords in exchange for weekly payments. Natural gas is trading at $6.71 per cubic foot. You're listening to the Quality News Network. Science and business are next.
It's not hard to find people in need. They're everywhere. And there's more than one kind of disaster that affects people's lives. There's AIDS and the millions of orphans the disease has left behind. There are teeming refugee camps, the result of war and persecution. Mary Knoll has been reaching out to the world's needy for nearly a century. Mary Knoll is there right now, in 40 countries around the world. And with your help, Mary Knoll will be there tomorrow. Call us at 877-MARY-KNOLL. That's 877-MARY-KNOLL. Or, for more information, go to www.mygiftcounts.org. One world, one mission, Mary Knoll.
Scientists have been able to use drugs to reverse the effects of a mutant gene that causes mental retardation in newborns. Researchers have discovered the gene generates retardation by stopping brain cells from communicating with one another. Dole has recalled some of its packaged salads because of contamination with E. coli. The bagged lettuce is called Dole Heart's Delight. The company says there are no reports yet of illness as a result of consuming the greens. Massachusetts governor is proposing to build 3 casinos in his state, promising the gambling facilities would raise $2 billion annually, more than $400 million of it in taxes. The Massachusetts legislature must approve the deal. E-Trade is dropping its wholesale mortgage business. The company has also lowered its profits forecast for the year by 25%. Light sweet crude is trading at $80.95 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Gold trading at $728.80 an ounce. And silver at $13.05 an ounce. China raised interest rates for the 5th time this year in an attempt to cool its sizzling economy and lower its skyrocketing inflation. Interest rates on 1-year loans are now set at 7.29%. There's more on our website at QualityNewsNetwork.com. I'm Annabelle Lund.
This is a top to a, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is, if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show. It's Boxed Up with John Fox, where we turn Conversation Radio into Conservation Radio. Boxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions in Sydney, Australia, and the Mid-Atlantic Regional Council of Carpenters. They're building the American dream every day. B1 Louder by ringing 877-443-2366. That's 877, the numeral 4, head on. And now, your host, the ranting, head-banging hippie, John Fox!
Wahey! Welcome aboard, everybody. It's a wonderful Tuesday morning, kicking off another day of Conversation Radio here on the Head On Radio Network. I am your host, John Fox, coming to you live from Sydney, Australia. We got a disturbing show on many, many, many accounts. I fear my voice could start to kind of crap out as the night goes on, because Bob Kincaid and I have been up to some parody naughtiness, and it's almost done, but I spent a good 8 hours singing today. And I'm telling you, I think my register is like, goes down about a good half an octave lower than it did this morning. That's that. So if I start getting a little raspy towards the end, you'll know why. And that parody should be ready right soon. So, geez, where to start? Which really scary thing to start with? This is not going to be a green show at all. There are things going on at the moment that deserve attention. The environment always deserves attention, but you know, sometimes I just gotta veer, and I've been doing a lot of that lately, but I'm feeling this frightening sense of deja vu these days. All this talk about war with Iran. Now, just about an hour ago, Bolton was on the Australian ABC. Yeah, you know, Captain Kangaroo's, you know, evil twin cousin was on and just, you know, going, yeah, let's bomb the bastards. And it just absolutely, I mean, what was it, about a month ago, there was that meeting of the administration with Fox News representatives and a bunch of right-wing bloggers saying that, you know, coming up soon, it's time to roll out the media campaign on war with Iran. And it's all kind of playing straight to script. And there's some really disturbing stuff going on out there. We've got Ahmadinejad, who is a nutter. He's a nutter. But, you know, he's posturing himself. Bush is posturing himself. Now we've got France saying prepare for war with Iran, which that one really that one threw me a little bit. And have you been hearing these rumors about missing nuclear weapons that were flown illegally over U.S. airspace? Now, a good friend, Lottie, in the chat room was trying to chase up confirmation on this yesterday, and I haven't gotten anything. However, I will entertain this, because it's these, you know, whispers that we really got to start paying better attention to, and not holding back and, you know, jumping up and down and screaming, going, yo, red herring, yo, hello, folks. This is just insane. And someone in the chat room is asking about the tasing of the student. I'm going to get there, gal. I'll be getting there. Just give me a little time. Now, the rumors going around are that 6 nuclear warheads were flown over U.S. airspace. Now, this is against numerous treaties because of numerous accidents that happened over the decades with, you guessed it, planes crashing with nuclear weapons. And so they transport these things, and now there's rumors that one may have disappeared. Now, in all the whisper campaign that's going on with, you know, the right wing wanting to gear up the media campaign for war with Iran, their whole thing is, you know, no matter where any attack comes from, it's going to be blamed on Iran, just so that we have the excuse. Now, there's a piece by a gentleman by the name of Chuck Simpson, and it's the same basic post is at 2 different places. It's at abovetopsecret.com in their forums, and also over at OregonTruthAlliance.org. Now, I'm telling you, this scares the living daylights out of me, because I'm sorry, I do not put it past this freakish right-wing nutter of a cabal, which is the Bush administration. I would not put it past them to create and manufacture an attack so that they can do this. Because, you know, there's more oil over there. And, you know, like Bob was saying, and I don't remember if this was actually on air or in one of our private conversations, because sometimes they get mixed up in the brain. That, you know, this rocket that, you know, was used in Iraq is obviously from Iran, because only Iranians paint them this color. So you're telling me that the United States military couldn't go and, you know, grab something and paint it the same damn color? I mean, you know, it all of it's just so flimsy, and this is really scaring the crap out of me. And I'm hoping that Lottie or someone else is going to be able to come up with either some verification of all of this, or I would like to also know a little bit more about this Chuck Simpson person, exactly what his history is, where he's getting his information from. But I'm going to come back and read a little bit. And the icing on the cake is that I think it's 4 of the 6 members of the crew on this plane that were flying these weapons have all died in different circumstances. Excuse me? I mean, if this is true, and I mean, this is all kind of postulating and all that kind of thing, but we got to do this, folks. We have run into insanity before in this modern era, and we cannot trust our own government. There's no way. to just allow this to happen. So we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, I'm going to read a little bit from this, and then we're going to, we've got a very, very appropriate track of the day for this. So stick around, folks. You're listening to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network, and we will be right back after this.
You say that you are watching me on the telly, seeing me go nowhere. Your name is Big Brother. You say that you're tired of me.
We know you want to save big on your phone bill, and we know how you can.
That's right. We do.
We're saving more than 50% on our home phone bill since we switched to CityNet's digital phone plan.
Really? Over 50%?
CityNet's digital phone plan is only $24.95 a month.
Only $24.95?
You get unlimited local and long-distance calling.
Just $24.95.
And with CityNet's digital phone plan, you keep your current number. All you need is a high-speed internet connection. Get details at citynet.net.
$24.95.
And, oh, this is cool. With CityNet's digital plan, I can use my home phone anywhere in the world with high-speed internet. No extra cost.
There's 20, and there's 4, and there's 95.
Did I mention CityNet is a West Virginia-owned company?
Did I mention $24.95?
Save at least 50% on your residential phone. Get unlimited local and long distance, and keep your same number, all for just $24.95 a month. Visit citynet.net today for more details. Some exclusions and restrictions may apply.
Hi, kids. Peter Godbold here. I am the reason God strikes this country with hurricanes and pestilence. I am a threat to your marriage. I am a threat to your children. And guess what? I don't give a damn. Join me on Strictly Confidential at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Polar bears live in the Arctic, on the ice.
But the ice is melting because of global warming.
Some polar bears have to swim so far they drown. Baby bears have died.
When I'm old, when I'm 45, all the bears could be gone.
Grown-ups should do something.
If you're a grown-up, go to polarbearsos.org now. You can make sure polar bears are protected under the Endangered Species Act.
Please help them.
That we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
All right, everybody. Ooh, Living Color. That is just one of the best guitar riffs of modern times. But anyway, okay. Okay, from Oregon Truth Alliance. Someone operating under a special chain of command within the United States Air Force just stole a nuclear weapon. This is the sub-headline. This is from Chuck Simpson via AboveTopSecret.com. And it says, six nuclear weapons disappeared from Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota. Five nuclear weapons were discovered at Barkdale Air Force Base in Louisiana, which leads to my chilling conclusion. Someone operating under a special chain of command within the United States Air Force just stole a nuclear weapon. What's next? The answer has been provided several times, most recently by CIA Director and General Michael Hayden on September 7th, dressed in full military uniform. Hayden told assembled members of the Council of Foreign Relations, our analysts assess with high confidence that Al-Qaeda's central leadership is planning high-impact plots against the U.S. homeland. We assess with high confidence that Al-Qaeda is focusing on targets that would produce mass casualties, dramatic destruction, and significant aftershocks. An eye for an eye, use of nukes will justify use of nukes. Excuse me? I really thought we left this insanity behind a decade or so ago. I mean, really, we're like regressing back into this like mutual destruction bullshit. He continues on. A perfect excuse to wage nuclear war against Iran. I suspect Hayden is absolutely correct, except for his mistaken identification of the central leadership that is planning detonation of a nuclear weapon on American soil. And he goes into some history about Barksdale Missile Number 6 deserves more public attention than it's received to date. Missile Number 6 is potentially the major story of this year. Until 1968, under the Airborne Alert Program, informally called Operation Chrome Dome, the Air Force routinely kept about a dozen strategic bombers with nuclear weapons flying at all times. Remember this insanity that we used to live under? One predictable result was crashes and incidents. In 1968, the Department of Defense published a list of 13 serious nuclear weapons accidents that occurred between 1950 and 1968. In 1980, the list was revised to include 32 incidents throughout that year. Notably, the Pentagon has not acknowledged any accidents since 1980. Funny that. This alone highlights the importance the Pentagon is placing on the recent transportation of nuclear weapons from North Dakota to Louisiana. Throughout 1968, several reported incidents involved plane crashes or malfunctions, beginning with the crash of a B-29 near Fairfield, California in August 1950. The resulting blast was felt 30 miles away. In July 1950, a B-50 crashed near Lebanon, Ohio. The high explosive trigger for the nuclear weapon detonated on impact. The blast was felt over 25 miles away. And it continues to go on. In 1991, by presidential order, nuclear weapons were removed from all aircraft. Bomber nuclear ground targets, during which nuclear weapons are loaded onto bombers during test and training exercises, were halted. After that time, all nuclear weapons to be delivered by plane were permanently maintained in secure storage facilities, which comes to August 30th, 2007, all of which makes the transport of nuclear weapons in combat positions on a combat plane so newsworthy. On August 30th, for the first time since 1968, nuclear warheads in combat positions were carried by an American bomber. Numerous international treaty provisions were violated by the process. That Thursday, a B-52H Stratofortress flew from Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota to Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana while carrying 12 cruise missiles. Either five or six of those missiles were armed with nuclear warheads. He gets into the flawed explanations. The story of the B-52 flight was first reported by Army Times, owned by Gannett, on Wednesday, September 5th. Gannett relied on information provided by anonymous officers. The story was picked up by Yahoo Wednesday morning, published by USA Today and the Washington Post, then quickly spread. In response, the Pentagon quickly spread an official explanation. The Air Force admitted to an inadvertent error. The intent was to transport ACMs without weapons, according to military officers. The nuclear warheads should have been removed before the missiles were mounted on the pylons under the wings of the bomber. Now, I'm gonna tell you something from personal knowledge. My brother-in-law was a B-52 crew chief during the first Gulf War. Now, he is retired, and I wish I had better contact with him, because I'd love to ask him. He was such a proud and successful crew chief. I mean, he was promoted over and above people with 10 years more experience than he did, because he was just that bloody good. He was a certified Porsche mechanic, and I can tell you the checklists and the processes and the safeguards and all these things that they would go through. These things don't happen by accident. Anyone saying that this was an oversight or a screw up is absolutely full of it. This has to be an intentional move. Now, I can't verify any of this, but if this is what the Pentagon is trying to sell, I'm not buying it. And obviously neither is this gentleman who wrote this piece. And he even says it's an impossible mistake. Bluntly, the mistake of loading nuclear weapons on a combat aircraft in combat-ready position is simply not possible to make. Safeguards are too stringent, and far too many people would be involved. particularly given that the mounting was in violation of policy that's been in place without exception for almost 40 years. That's insane. Now, I don't have the link, and I'm hoping that someone's going to come up with it, because I know it was floating around about the crew on this plane who have died. And if anyone can find any confirmation of this stuff, please email it to everyone at the Horn. I think this is something that has to be watched. It's frightening. And I'm sorry, we're seeing too much deja vu with this drum beating to get into Iran like we did Iraq. It's going to be, we need to be on top of this one. And if it turns out to be nothing, well, fine. I'd rather be safe than sorry in this instance. So with that, I'm going to go to what I think is a very, very appropriate track of the day. I've been saving this, and I think today, after seeing Bolton up there with his stupid, bloody broom of a mustache up there going, "Yeah, let's bomb him!" I think this is perfect. I've done a few tracks off of this Perfect Circle album called Emotive. There was that great version of Imagine that I played in the past and a few other things. It's mostly covers. But here is, I think, one of the only original tracks on this album, and if I'm not mistaken, I could be mistaken, though, this one was also co-written with Trent Reznor. And let's have a war. Roll it, Agnes.
We'll be right back. just as easy.
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Claude, Wally, and Dookie are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in news, politics, and a great sense of humor. So stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com. Your one-stop shop for all things progressive.
The difference between what I do on my show and what all the right-wing types do on their shows is very simple. I'm not going to lie to you. That doesn't mean you're going to agree with me about everything or that you're going to like hearing everything I have to say, but I will guarantee you that when I say something on my show, I say it because I mean it and I believe it, and I'm not just saying it to get you riled up and to boost my ratings. No potty mouth, no trash talking, no BS, just the straight truth as I see it, because the lies may sound good for a while, but the truth is there forever. It's not always pleasant, it's not always nice, sometimes it's hard to see through all the crap, but it's there. And that's what you're going to get from me, and that's why you should listen to my show. The Cup of Joe Radio Show, Mondays and Fridays from noon to 2 Eastern Standard Time on the Head On Radio Network.
Howdy, this is Baxter Black. And if you're like me, you're concerned that the environment we enjoy today may not be around for our children and grandchildren. All the new technology in the world can't create more sky over our heads or new oceans. The Earth's natural resources, fresh water, land, and even the air we breathe are limited. Voluntary family planning improves the health of women and their children. It also helps slow population growth, which is good for our planet. So help ensure that people everywhere have access to the information and services they need to plan their families and help build a healthy future for us all. Population Action International is working to promote voluntary family planning around the world. Visit us at www.populationaction.org. That's populationaction.org.
And it's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people for today.
All right, everybody, welcome back. And there's a little bit more of that same Perfect Circle album, Emotive. Just a phenomenal record. I seriously think that that should be in everybody's, you know, playlist for when they're going out and marching. It's just brilliant. And, you know, some powerful stuff in there, some amazing cover versions of classic songs. Their takes on What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding is almost unrecognizable. And also the version of Brother, Brother is rather amazing. And it ends with a very, very spooky version of Fiddle and the Drum, which will just make your skin crawl. It's absolutely outrageous. And I bet you can almost find it in the discount thing somewhere, because there's a whole bunch of people, I bet you a whole bunch of young metalheads went, "Oh, new Perfect Circle album." And then there's like a Depeche Mode cover on there. When my mate Scott found it and brought it over, and he's like, "Dude, have you heard this?" And I'm going, "No." And he plays it, and I go, "Wow, where'd you find that?" He goes, "In the $2 rack." But anyway, Before I go on, I have to give out a huge, huge, huge congratulations to a good friend of mine and a good friend of the horn. Our good friend Fire Ant, who is in the chat room, is a brand new daddy, and congratulations, my friend. Your life will never be the same, and you're about to begin a great little ride, my friend. But geez, I got to get to this. Have you heard about this taser incident at the carry question and answer thing? There is a video on YouTube that will absolutely do your head in, and it's another one of those symptoms and signs of what the hell is happening to this planet, what is happening to civil liberties, what is happening to decency, what is happening to protocol with the police, what has happened to freedom of speech, what has happened to us. I've got a copy of the story here from the Sydney Morning Herald, smh.com.au, and it says here, a University of Florida student was tasered and arrested when he tried to speak at a forum with U.S. Senator John Kerry during a question and answer session, university officials said. Andrew Meyer, 21, asked the Democrat senator why he did not contest the 2004 presidential election when he lost to President Bush, and why there had been no moves to impeach Bush. He apparently asked several questions. He went on for quite a while. Then he was asked to stop, university spokesman Steve Orland said. Now, the bit that they're not putting in here is, I watched the video a couple times, and the final question is where he asks him if he was a member of Skull and Bones. And it was at that moment that the police grabbed him. And he's consistently asking what he's done, what he's being arrested for. He starts screaming for help. And in another sign of what I think is shameful, absolutely shameful, in this day and age, is that no one stood up for this man. They all just stood there. At least one person had their camera phone and captured it. And after they had him on the ground and restrained, when he's begging, when they said, if you don't shut up, we're going to taser you. Now, I didn't think he used a taser to silence someone. Pardon the hell out of me, but what the hell is happening? And as he's begging for them not to taser him, bloody boy with a badge gives someone a badge and they think they run the goddamn world. They taser this man. And only once he was tasered did anyone speak up. I mean, this is frightening. And, you know, for all these people that poo-poo when people talk about things like Skull and Bones, here is a great example of how there is a division in our society. Freedom of speech, as long as you don't say too much. I mean, this really, really freaks me out. The spokesman for the university continues. He had used his allotted time. His microphone was cut off. Then he became upset. While as many as four police officers tried to remove Meyer from the forum, he yelled for help and asked, what did I do? Minutes after Meyer started speaking, he was tasered. Meyer was charged with resisting an officer and disturbing the peace, according to Alucha County jail records. No bond has been set. Meyer was scheduled to appear in court Tuesday morning, a jail official said. Orlando said university police would conduct an internal investigation into the incident. I just love. Ugh. I just love when people who are accused of things are allowed to investigate themselves. Yeah, and ELO in the chat room is just asking me if I've ever seen Freedom to Fascism. And yes, I have, ELO. And there's this scene where a woman is tasered because she didn't have her driver's license with her. And actually, if I remember the scene right, she stood up for her own rights, saying that she did not have to have her ID with her. And they taser her to the ground in an abusive fashion. Yeah, and in this incident here, Carrie just keeps on talking. And I tell you what, son of a bitch, Carrie. You might not have liked the question, but when someone's being absolutely abused like that, you should be making some noise. This crap's got to stop. I mean, really, I'm telling you, if they tasered me, as soon as I recovered, I'd be swinging. I'd be swinging and blaming it on involuntary muscle reflexes from the electric charge, you bastards. I mean, okay, if he was disturbing things and you didn't like it, even though I disagree with it, the tactic, just remove him. Just remove him. It's one of the most absolutely disturbing things I've seen, and it's just like that university thing just a few months ago where they picked the brown kid and tasered him in the computer lab. Unbelievable. And the cops are going to be able to investigate themselves. And it's, and I mean, we let corporations, you know, monitor their own environmental and other things. Please give me a break. I'm not a fool. You're not fools. All you know, I mean, we had rights at one time. You know, a few months ago I was talking about coming back home to the States. I have completely changed my mind. I have changed my mind. I want nothing to do with the United States at the moment. The place has gone absolutely freaking crazy. And good people are absolutely being destroyed. Unbloody real. Fire Ant in the chat room says, if they tasered me, I'd start a nightmarish revolution that would make Stalin look like Gandhi. I love it. Ah. But this is just madness. When we come back, we're going to take the last break. When we come back, I've got a little bit of a post that our news ninja Gene sent me about tasing and our society. This is good. So why don't we take this break, Agnes? We're gonna head out, do a couple of messages. We'll come back and we'll do this and wrap the show up, because I know Joe Vecchio is probably getting warmed up to come on. And so you're listening to Fox Up here on the Head On Radio Network, folks. Conversation Radio, America's liberal voice. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Careful how you move back, you kick me in the back, and I'm so pilled up that I rattle. I have got the sharpest knife, so I got the biggest fight. I got no time to do battle. Hey, everybody smash up your seats and rock to this brand new beat. This is your music, mash up the nation. This is your music, cause a sensation. Tell your mom, tell your mom.
This is Bill O'Brien with a message that pretty much defines Concord University. It's from Emily Dickinson. There is no frigate like a book to take us lands away, nor any coursers like a page of prancing poetry. This traverse may the poorest take without oppressive toll. How frugal is the chariot that bears a human soul. respect for learning, a mission to deliver education that touches souls, consideration to what students can afford, career rewards that pay dividends far beyond the dollars earned. At Concord, we've never crossed that important line between the business of education and education as a business. The first is extremely serious. It changes lives and connects with the moral and the spiritual. We're good at that. The second is no less serious. It raises ethical concerns, however. We avoid that. Concord University, the frugal chariot that bears human souls. Call the Concord Admissions Office, 1-888-384-5249.
Recently on the Guy James Show on the Head On Radio Network.
If you have tuned into this program by mistake right now, and you are a Republican, a right-wing Republican specifically, before this program is over, I do want to warn you, you're going to think that I'm the devil. You're going to think I've got horns and a red cape because I hate the Bush administration and everything they stand for. So be warned right away, okay? You're all warned right now that that's where we're coming from today.
Don't miss Guy James, weekdays, 3 to 5 Eastern Time, on the Head On Radio Network.
Went to Disney World in Orlando 2 years ago. We didn't realize it, but I found out later they call it Gay Day. We saw several things that just were shocking. But the worst part of it was these people would kiss openly, you know, and embrace. But if we gave them a funny look, they would say rude things to us. Oh, yes, they were very hateful, very effeminate.
Church Lady Gone Wild. Meet Brother Russell this Wednesday on Strictly Confidential, 9 p.m. Eastern.
This day is mine. How do I look? How do I feel? How do I look? How do I look? How do I feel? How do I
Australia's Shuffle Kings, just an amazing band. Ah, so much fun to work for. So much fun to work for. And such an easy gig. You gotta love that. Great musicians and an easy gig. All right, before we run out of time, from onemansblog.com, there's a great little post here that says, the tasering will continue until you all submit. He says, tasers were developed as a non-lethal option to bring dangerous situations under control, but law enforcement officials are now using them with wild abandon in cases where simple diplomacy or a little hard work would otherwise suffice. In the past, I've written about the police tasering of a UCLA student for refusing to show his school ID, as well as the time a cop tasered an 11-year-old at school because the officer on hand apparently couldn't physically restrain him. Gee, what would they have done 10 years ago? Police have also used tasers against peaceful protesters. NPR audio is available via a link. A pregnant woman, 8 months pregnant, an elderly man who called 911 to get medical attention for his diabetic seizure. So who's next? Maybe you. Now police are being given the green light all over the world to completely disable people whenever they feel like it. I'm certain we are going to see a whole lot more abuse as a result. And there's a few points here. People will be tasered long before it's necessary. Think about it. If you were a cop, and why even bother to break a sweat when you know you could probably control a situation physically? All you have to do is taser the hell out of someone, and they'll do anything you say. People will be intimidated and threatened by the use of tasers. Most people are not that scared of police officers because they feel reasonably sure that they won't be shot, like with a gun. But now you can't be sure that even arguing with a cop won't result in tasering. Women will be tasered and raped while they are conscious but unable to react. If you were a rapist, you could use one of those things to rape anyone you wanted. There's a link saying this guy did, and it happened to this another homeless woman and two women in D.C. And there's tons of links here. Check this out, onemansblog.com. Men will be tasered and then beaten without being able to defend themselves. Want proof? Here's a group of private security guards hired by the Israeli government using stun guns against unarmed rabbis. More people will die in direct use of taser use. In the U.S., nearly 200 people have already died after being shot by a taser gun, including a mentally ill homeless woman who was stunned with a taser while on the ground in handcuffs. In handcuffs! What kind of pussies are these cops? In case you aren't quite familiar with the technology, here's a clip. He's got a video on how the whole thing works. There's a bunch of videos here showing the military demonstrating it on themselves, but they love that. The effectiveness of this torture device, combined with the immediacy with which its effects dissipate, seem to be like an invitation for police abuse. It's incredibly easy to justify electrocution when there are no lingering marks. I wonder, if we taser people in military prison camps, would it be considered torture? For example, another video, here is a cop tasering a guy who is holding an infant without ever attempting to place a hand on him. It was a first resort, not a last resort, and it caused the infant to be injured. He takes something from a place called the briefing room. Also take the case of a New Orleans resident, Ivy Gisclair. Held for unpaid parking tickets, Gisclair was about to be released on his own recognizance when Hurricane Katrina hit. After languishing with thousands of other prisoners in a flooded jail, Gisclair was sent to the Bossier Parish Maximum Security Prison. Once there, Gisclair apparently had the nerve to inquire about being held past his release date. Gisclair has testified that he was restrained and stunned repeatedly with a taser before being thrown naked and unconscious into solitary confinement. Are you outraged yet? I can't imagine any justification for that, says Tom Jowitz of the ACLU. Prison guards were kicking, beating, and tasing him until he lost consciousness. A line was crossed that never should have been crossed. Another example. You can see... And how about this? Here are several large officers tasering a woman who is laying on the ground. Why? You cannot convince me that she possesses a real and immediate risk to herself, the public, or the police. The video makes it exceedingly clear that the weapon is being used as a torture device. If you want to see the full video from which this clip was extracted, there's a link. Trust me, there was no provocation for the tasering, and it's obvious they just felt like doing it. Bunch of sadistic little sons of bitches. Now, if you want to see a situation where taser use was clearly warranted, here you go. These officers are acting professionally. They are trying to defuse the situation and use other means, and they are up against a huge, drunk, 340-pound guy. Okay, there I can bend. So what are we to do about all this? As a society, we need to answer some philosophical questions about when it's actually acceptable to deploy this or any other non-lethal weapon. I say we because I am not referring to the police. The police derive power from the people. We define what is acceptable, and they only enforce it. Do we still have to protect and serve on the police cars in the United States? Who the hell are they protecting and serving? Police departments operate on a set of standards called a force continuum, which define the amount of force allowable in a given situation. A typical force continuum of a U.S. government publication on use of force looked like this. Verbal command, handcuff suspect, search suspect, used wrist arm lock, used takedown, block, punch, kick, strike suspect, wrestle suspect, pepper spray, use baton, use firearm. There's a link to a PDF which outlines the categories of police continuum of force for six different cities. This is madness. And you're right, Ray, to protect and serve corporations. You got it, mate. And to protect and serve those who are in power. I mean, this is madness. Absolute madness. And as I'm scrolling down here, that very video that ELO was mentioning, and it's right on the bottom of this page. So like I said, go to onemansblog.com and look for the tasing post. I'm sorry, I didn't get around to post today. I believe ELO did for me today, but I didn't get her any links. This is unbelievable. And there's only a couple comments on the thread, and someone here says, in the end, though, I think we've all become too sheepish to actually open our mouths and complain about this unnecessary force. For example, if you've got a blog, you're going to publish this article. I generally doubt it. If that is evidence of why tasing will continue. Un-frickin-believable. Un-frickin-believable. Yeah, free country, my ass. It's a farce. It's a farce. And John Kerry should be raked over the coals for this. Son of a bitch. You screwed us in 2004 by letting Bush take the election from you, you son of a bitch. And this just shows exactly why I had reservations about your ass during that election, but I held my nose and voted for you. And this guy dared ask you about skull and bones and why you didn't actually stand up for yourself, you pussy. You didn't stand up for this young man, you pussy. Yeah, I'm mad. I'm irate. Okay. But I gotta wrap it up, because Joe Vecchio wants to come on the air. All right, folks. Got a real quick thank you very much to Agnes Kincaid for producing today. It's great having you back. It's always fun. Thanks to ELO for blogging for me today. Thank you to the rest of the mods. Thank you to the News Ninjas for everything that they send over to me and everybody else. Thank you to Ben Birch at the White Rose Society for everything that they do, that he does for us. And Scott Berry, B1 Louder Productions, for the music. And as we say here, be good, be green. We'll see you tomorrow.
If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that sometimes it's easier to desire and pursue the attention and admiration of 100 strangers than it is to accept the love and loyalty of those closest to me. And I would tell you that sometimes I prefer to look at myself through someone else's eyes, eyes that aren't clouded with the tears of knowing what an asshole I can be, as yours are. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I might be able to listen in silence to your concerns, rather than hearing everything as an accusation or an indictment against me. I would tell you that sometimes I use sex to avoid communication. It's the best escape when we're down on our luck. But I can express more emotions than laughter, anger, and let's f***. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that I pooped in my own dog dish. Sometimes I would rather face not eating than face licking it clean and admitting when I'm selfish. And I tell you that I'm suffering from the worst type of loneliness. The loneliness of being.
This is the Quality News Network. Iraqi officials are deciding today whether to file charges against U.S. private security contractor Blackwater. Yesterday, the company and its 15,000 employees were forbidden from doing business in Iraq after Blackwater personnel killed 8 and wounded 13 in a shootout Sunday. A high-ranking Taliban chief was killed today in a U.S. airstrike in southern Afghanistan. Police say the commander was responsible for the abduction of 23 South Korean Christian missionaries in July. The Federal Reserve meets today. Many expect a cut in interest rates. The repercussions from a crash in the housing market and an ever-increasing credit crisis has been felt in the U.S. and around the world. Housing foreclosures last month surged 36% from July and more than doubled compared to August of last year. California, Nevada, and Florida led the nation in foreclosure filings. In remarks prepared for Congress today, National Intelligence Chief Mike McConnell says China and Russia are spying on the U.S. He says the nation needs laws legalizing domestic snooping to protect the country from those traditional enemies. A powerful typhoon brushed past Taiwan this morning and is headed toward Shanghai. More than 200,000 Chinese in the storm's path have been evacuated. A Thai air traffic controller says the pilot of the airliner that crashed yesterday, killing most aboard, had been warned not to try to land when he did. The Indonesian pilot ignored warnings and crashed. 89 out of the 130 aboard died. Many were tourists. 5 were American. After 2 weeks, the search for millionaire adventurer Steve Fawcett has been scaled back, according to Nevada officials. Fawcett disappeared in a small plane without filing a flight plan. In New York this week, out-of-court settlements were reached in a third of the airline lawsuits filed by relatives of the victims of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The financial arrangements were undisclosed. Dole has recalled some of its